Hi all, and welcome to our health and well-being reflection for week 22nd to the 28th of April. Our topic today is nurturing hope in our lives. As Christopher Reeve, as we well know, Superman from the movies, he once put it, once you choose hope, anything is possible. Hope is essential in fostering good health and well-being. Although hope and optimism are sometimes used interchangeably, researchers have explained they are actually different. Whilst both of them relate to positive expectations for the future, hope is clearly not a passive emotional state. We do sometimes hear the phrase, sit back and hope for the best, but researchers explain how real hope is about the person being proactive in using what means they have to achieve a desired outcome. Hopeful individuals are therefore more likely to exhibit better self-care, sustain healthier behaviours, and are found to actively place importance on seeking meaning and purpose in their life. This leads to a greater overall satisfaction with life and is hugely beneficial when faced with overcoming challenges and difficulties. Let's be honest though, we can all struggle to have hope. Sometimes we can feel so overwhelmed and we really need help to see things in a different way. As students, this can be a common experience, especially when confidence is low and our thoughts are continually telling us we won't or can't succeed. In such circumstances, we need to leave space that even if we don't feel like a particular desired outcome is likely, it can be so important to continue to believe that it is possible. Hope is really then about leaving room for the unknown. The learning journey is filled with the unknown and thus allows us room for anything to happen. The trick is to gain some control of what is in your control, so hope is possible. In this way, time is spent more on goals for the future and the plans and motivation needed to achieve them, even in the face of obstacles and challenges. It is essential that you focus on small practices to bring about what is possible in any situation. It is essential to listen to that positive voice and build your own support team. We all need one. If we listen to the team, we will become more hopeful. We will want to continue to reach out and take the support available to us. This support can be what's needed to find the strength to believe anything is a possibility. And such hope can help to change the way that we cope and live. Then, in times of uncertainty and difficulty, we will use hope to help us overcome them. So what are our OTC top three self-care tips and techniques? Number one, focus on your strengths. Tapping into your natural strengths will cultivate a sense of hope and resilience. If you're creative, use this strength to find ways to overcome difficulties. Look at things differently. Find out ways of how you can be creative in your problem solving. This will all help build positivity and motivation to overcome challenges and emotions. Using your personal strengths will create a greater confidence and hope that you can get through whatever comes your way. Number two, remember to practice being grateful. This is hugely beneficial in creating hope for the future. Think of something you are grateful for every day. If you think about it, one of the most simple grateful activities is to be grateful for how far you've come. As a student, you have already, if you're in first year, come to the end of the semester and the end of the year. In second year, the same. And in third year, you're practically at the end of the degree. So you've all come so far. This kind of thinking will all naturally help you to reframe those negative thoughts, which in turn will bring you more hope. Those thoughts of, I will never stop feeling anxious or worried about what's going on, could be transformed into, it's a very natural thing to be stressed and anxious right now, but there are things I can do or people I could talk to that can make it better. Number three, get a support team filled with hopeful people. The number one member of that support team is yourself. Be your greatest supporter. The science and thinking of emotional contagion asserts that surrounding yourself with others who are hopeful will increase the likelihood for you to feel the same. Choose wisely your support team, though, and check in regularly so you can build hope that lasts in your life. Such support can help you remain realistic with your expectations, avoiding naivety and preventing a state of false hope. Remember, reaching out for support before hope is lost is essential for your health and well-being and could make a dramatic difference to your life and others. Reach out today so that you can remain hopeful. Please check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information. If you have any questions and or need support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and well-being, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you will have access to a range of supports and services, including a dedicated 24/7 counselling service. You can click on the link to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services in the email. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is a positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority. And in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. Until next time, you are not alone. Please do take care of yourself.